way is the third floor. I went along the corridor feeling, went to what I thought was my bed, and a man said, "Are you supposed to be here?" And he said, "I think you're on the wrong floor." And I was. And that was embarrassing. But feeling, everything was exactly the same. So everything felt the same as it was on my floor. And that was my one memory of the Naval Hospital.
What happened to you after you returned to this country in 1968?
In 68, we came to Upper Heyford. We took a house in Banbury, but then I came under the hospital at Heyford. But of course, again, it wasn't a diabetic. It was a general doctor that I saw. And we were there till we moved into Bicester in 71. So I was under the American doctor. And he was the last straw. He was a strange man, this doctor, a Dr. Pine. And even after we moved to Bicester, I stayed under him until he had me going, like, every week for blood tests. And I thought he must have found something wrong with me. And it got to where I was going to the hospital every week. And then one week he said, "Oh, I'm afraid I've lost all your lab reports." Well, they were thick lab reports. And I remember telling my neighbour, "I'm sure I've got something the doctor isn't telling me about," because it was so unusual. And then on this last occasion when he said, "I'm afraid I've lost all your lab reports, you'll have to have all that work done again." And I said to John, "I'm not going back." I thought he was odd. I thought he'd fallen in love with me or something and wanted to see me every week. And I couldn't imagine what all this problem was. So then I transferred to a local doctor. Never heard any more of Dr. Pine. And that was when I started going to the Radcliffe Infirmary. They had a diabetic department. Was that about 1973 or something?
Am I...